10 o'clock here in the Valley, and the Pigs fall to the Indianapolis Indians by a final score of 8-5. Welcome to the postgame show. I'm Sam Mines with you here in the studio, and we're going to take a look at tonight's highlights as the Indians defeat the Iron Pigs out in Indianapolis at Victory Field, 8-5, snapping the Pigs' four-game winning streak following their sweep at home over the Louisville Bats. For the Pigs, it was a positive beginning in the top half of the first inning. J.P. Crawford hit a single. Jorge Alfaro struck out. Dylan Cousins then singled, and Rhys Hoskins drove in a run.
Will Stair get the sign and deliver? Swung on and ripped out left. That is a base hit and a bullet. Crawford scores easily. Cousins has to hold that second it was hit so blessed hard. And Hoskins goes in front for the RBI lead. It's his 39th of the year, and it's 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
It was a positive start for the Pigs, no doubt about that, but unfortunately could not get anything else going when Nick Williams flew out. The Indians would get right back into it, though, in the bottom of the first inning. Austin Meadows would hit a double, and then Max Moroff would drive him in.
Meadows leads off, pitcher plate swung on and hammered to right center field, base hit. Meadows is being sent from third, will score easily without a throw. And the Indians have tied it up on the one-out RBI single by Moroff.
And just like that, it was 1-1 between the Pigs and the Indians. We move ahead to the third inning, as there was no real action in the second. Pigs went 1-2-3, and Barrett Barnes worked a two-out walk, but nothing else doing. In the third inning, the Pigs would get a single to lead off the inning by Cam Perkins, but J.P. Crawford would hit into a fielder's choice, and then Jorge Alfaro and Dylan Cousins would fly out back-to-back. In the bottom of the third inning, Chris Bostic made an attempt to lead off the inning with a big hit, but Cam Perkins, who had just singled in the top of the frame, made a fantastic defensive play.
Bostic, originally Washington Nationals property, and he swings here, rips one in towards left center field, a long run for Perkins, he lunges, he dives, makes the grab, and somersaults over, holding on. Perkins out there started a little bit slower to the ball, maybe thinking it would travel a little bit more than it did, and then he raced in with a couple of long lunges with that big gate he's got, and he made an unbelievable catch.
A big out made by Cam Perkins there, or big play to record an out to start off the inning, because then Austin Meadows would ground out, as would Max Moroff. Pigs would go 1-2-3 in the top half of the fourth, and then in the bottom of the fourth, the Indians would really start to get it going. For the Indians, Jason Rogers started off with a double, and then Danny Ortiz would make it 2-1, giving the Indians the lead on his double of his own.
The kick, the pitch, and it swung on and ripped out right field, well hit, and Cousins has to lunge. It's over his head with a mini leap, and that ball's over his head to the wall. Rogers will score from third easily. Throw goes to second and is late. And a line drive that throws Cousins, and it's in there for an RBI double.
Following the RBI double, Phil Gosselin would fly out, and then Jacob Stallings would hit a double. Barrett Barnes would strike out, but then Tyler Epler, the pitcher, would help his own cause with a two-run scoring single of his own.
And the next pitch is swung on and rolled softly to third, a swinging bunt, and barehanded by Featherston, who throws. It's not going to be in time, and it goes off the glove of Hoskins and rolls down the right field line. One run was already in. Here comes the second run, and the pitcher on a little dribbler after the third baseman eased back brings home two. One RBI, one on the error, and it's a 4-1 Indianapolis lead. Thompson's luck couldn't be any worse these last two starts. It was a dribbler and a poorly hit ball, and it means two runs.
And that really sums up how the night went for the Iron Pigs. Really the opposite effect of the way it had been going the last couple of weeks. You know, when it's your night, you get those types of plays, little dribblers that score runs, defensive lapses that the Pigs had tonight, and clutch hitting. And the Indians had all of that going for them tonight. And the Pigs, well, they had that going against them. Bostic would single following that up, but Austin Meadows would strike out to end the inning. Now, to lead off the top of the fifth inning, Perkins, who had a huge night already with a single and a great diving catch, led off the inning with a home run.
Now the 3-1. Swung on and drilled. High in the air. No doubt about this one to left field. That ball's out of here. Forget about it. A bomb for Perkins.
Very silently in an 8-5 loss, Cam Perkins had himself a great night. He came a triple shy of the cycle and made a great defensive play, all while leading off. And Matt Provins talked about it a lot during the game, just how versatile Cam Perkins really is. And the single, the home run, the double, the great defense, the fact that you can lead him off in a game, bat him anywhere. Perkins is definitely a great guy to have on the squad, and he had a nice night for the Pigs. But unfortunately, the Pigs would get nothing else in that inning in the fifth. And then we would head to the bottom of the fifth. Moroff would single. He would steal first, but nothing else would do. In the top half of the sixth inning, the Pigs would inch just a little bit closer. Dylan Cousins would hit a one-out triple, and Rhys Hoskins, he would get his second RBI of the night.
So a second chance for Hoskins. Pitch swung on and grounded softly to third. It will do the job. Cousins will score as it's fielded by Gosselin. The long throw is in time. But the league's RBI leader has added to his total with his second of his game, the 40th of his season, and the Pigs are now back within one.
Nick Williams would then hit a base hit, but Taylor Featherston would line out to end the inning. But the Pigs were back within earshot, down just 4-3. However, in the bottom of the sixth, things went downhill yet again for the Pigs. Jacob Stallings reached on an E5, and then an error on the starting pitcher, Jake Thompson, allowed for runners to be on first and third. And then Eric Weiss, pinch hitting for Tyler Epler, hit a sac fly to give the Indians a little bit of breathing room.
Runners lead. Pitchers swung on and served out left field. Should be deep enough to tag the runner from third. Back goes Williams, makes the catch. Throw will go to second. Run will score. It's a sacrifice fly by pinch hitter Eric Weiss, and the lead is back to 2-5-3 Indy.
So a run on an out, something Jake Thompson would take in that scenario, but unfortunately for Thompson and the Pigs, the next batter would be his last, as Chris Bostic would step up to the plate. He would drive one over the wall and drive Thompson out of the game.
Runner is off. Pitch is swung on. Hit high in the air, very deep to center field. Back goes Perkins at the track, at the wall, looking up. Forget about it. It's out of here.
So that would be all she wrote on Mr. Jake Thompson for the day. 5 1/3 innings. Pat Venditti would then come in to the game following the home run, strike out Austin Meadows, and then get Max Moroff to pop out. So the Pigs now found themselves down 7-3 going to the top of the seventh inning. But the Pigs would get another one back. As they tend to do, they fought all night. Pedro Florimon would get a base hit to lead it off. Following a Hector Gomez strikeout and a Cam Perkins pop-out, J.P. Crawford would continue his hot hitting with an RBI double.
And Crawford's going to try for two. The throw will be cut off. He'll slide in with an RBI double. And the Pigs keep at their opponent, this time the Indians, as they make it a 7-4 game.
Alfaro would strike out afterwards, however, and that would end the rally for the Pigs in the top half of the seventh inning. And then in the bottom of the seventh, the Indians would get that run back. Jason Rogers would lead off with the walk, and then Danny Ortiz would hit a triple to bring him home.
Around the lead runner, who's going to score without a throw. On his way to third goes Ortiz. The throw is high. It goes over Gomez's head, but fortunately, Karam right back off the side rail. So just out of the range of Cousins, a line drive triple to right. It's an RBI triple.
Unfortunately for the Pigs, they were now down 8-4, and that would end the seventh inning. Three straight ground balls after the RBI triple, but the Pigs were down 8-4. They got a two-out walk from Nick Williams to lead off the top, or excuse me, not to lead off, because it was a two-out walk in the top of the eighth inning, but Taylor Featherston grounded out to end the inning. In the bottom half of the eighth inning, Casey Fien came on, got Joey Turdoslovich to fly out, and then struck out Bostic and Meadows back-to-back. So the Pigs, they had three outs to work with, and you know they don't ever go away, not without a little bit of fight at least. And Pedro Florimon led off the top of the ninth inning with a four-bagger.
Big at-bat for Florimon. He's the gateway. Pitch swung on and hit in the air, high and deep out to right field. Barnes back at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here.
And just like that, it was 8-5, and the Pigs could smell a little bit of blood in the water as they were trying to fight back in this one. Gomez would strike out, but Cam Perkins would hit a double. J.P. Crawford would walk, meaning the Pigs, barring a double play, would have two chances with two big hitters coming up to get one swing and get back level in this one. Alfaro would strike out, however, and then Dylan Cousins would line out weakly to third.
Two on, two out, Pigs down three. Here's the pitch. Swung on and shot towards third, caught. A little humpback line with English, but it was caught by Gosselin, who was ranging over. He was playing a shift, and that'll do it. Pigs fight and rally, but fall short. And to answer the trivia question, it's the first time the Pigs have lost a series opener since May 6th in Buffalo.
So for the first time, as you heard Matt Provins say, since May 6th in Buffalo, the Pigs fall in the series opening game by a final score of 8-5 to the Indianapolis Indians. For the Pigs, a tough day, a travel day in which they were out flying at about 5:30 in the morning to play a game at 7 o'clock at night, fell down 8-3 and still managed to battle their way back and have a chance with one swing in the top half of the ninth inning to even the game at 8. Unfortunately, just not meant to be tonight. For the Pigs, 5 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors. Indianapolis, 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Pigs were 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. And the Indians were 4-for-12. They lost 6 on base. Jake Thompson takes the loss, his second in a row against these Indians. 5 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, 1 home run. The big number there, the 4 earned runs, 7 in total. A tough night for Thompson, who pitched pretty well, but the errors came back to haunt him and the Pigs, as that those extra runs were the difference in a 3-run game. Pat Venditti went 1 2/3, giving up a hit and a run. It was earned, a walk and a strikeout. And then Casey Fien came on for an inning, striking out too. For the Indians, Tyler Epler gets the win. He went 6, 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 5 strikeouts. Edgar Santana went an inning, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He struck out too. Clay Holmes went 1, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. And A.J. Shugel, he came on in the ninth. He went an inning, giving up 2 hits, 1 earned run on the home run to Florimon, but struck out 2 to end the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes, out in front of 6,452 at Victory Field out in Indianapolis, where it was 76 degrees with 15-mile-per-hour winds. That's the story of tonight's game, as the Pigs try to battle back in this one, but fall by a final score of 8-5 to the Indianapolis Indians to start this 3-game series.